USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the deadly car fire continues to rage in Northern California, some like this man admit they didn't take some of the warnings seriously enough.
Like everybody else, I was scrambling at the last minute to get out when we saw the fire on the ridge.
That fire has now killed 6 people, 2 firefighters and 4 civilians. It's destroyed 800 buildings. Meanwhile, 2 wildfires burning near the Utah-Nevada border are now one large fire, as the Goose Creek fire met and merged with the China Gym fire yesterday. And now together they burned over 100,000 acres.
We've got a lot of dozers on it, a lot of engines. But it's still hard to get to the actual fire.
That's Fire Information Officer Dorothy Harvey, who says both fires started Saturday, probably because of lightning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis is out of a hospital after falling ill on a plane on Saturday. A spokesperson saying the 78-year-old was given a clean bill of health after doctors completed their tests. Lewis thanking everyone for their thoughts and prayers during that hospital stay. He has served in Congress since 1987. The board of directors for CBS is to meet today to discuss allegations of sexual misconduct against chairman and CEO Les Moonves. The board is reportedly going to work out how it should go about investigating the harassment accusations from 6 women. The claims were reported in the New Yorker magazine last week. Multiple reports claim some board members are weighing the possibility that Moonves should step away from his work while the investigation progresses. The suspect in the shootings that killed 5 people at a Maryland newspaper last month set to make his first court appearance today. And this is USA Radio News.
Riot Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
There's a patient who's been exhibiting Ebola-like symptoms who's now undergoing tests for that virus at Denver Medical Center. Though they list the patient in fair condition, the hospital taking the possible diagnosis very seriously. Chief Medical Officer Connie Price explaining some of the precautions they've been taking.
The 3 individuals who had contact with him are under isolation until we determine the final test results, as well as the vehicle that transported him is also under quarantine until we get those test results back.
That patient had recently done work in the Congo. The Denver Medical Center expecting to have results of the Ebola testing from the Centers for Disease Control within about 24 hours. A smoking ban both in and outside public housing buildings in New York City gets started today, as the New York City Housing Authority is enforcing a smoke-free mandate that was passed down by the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Department. No cigarettes, cigars, pipes, or hookahs can be smoked inside apartments or within 25 feet of Housing Authority buildings. The city plans to offer help to any residents who are having a tough time quitting smoking. And 2 sluggers, 2 teammates, a lights-out closer, and the game's best switch hitter, the newest members of the Baseball Hall of Fame, Chipper Jones, Vladimir Guerrero, Jim Thome, among those who were inducted yesterday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.